Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
I'm not comfortable with that at
all. How are you liking your new job?
That's good.
You like having one?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I like dreading Monday mornings. Because before it was all just one big melange of, oh boy, it's all the same.
I don't like my job.
No?
No.
It's probably because you have to leave the house to do it.
Yeah, sometimes.
That's a big part of why I like my job.
Yeah, you don't have to leave.
No, I never leave.
But it takes away from my time, thinking about what a call would do.
I really don't like that question, Chris.
Why?
Because. It's like asking, what would a gazelle do if he was given 5 albums to live the rest of his life with, and a lion was after him?
Given a pair of binoculars and night vision goggles, you could pretty much observe what a cult would do.
With the detailed schedule
and
of his whereabouts.
It can all be viewed through the same window.
Spoiler, he never leaves.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers. Featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Oh boy.
That's just not natural.
Oh boy, Chris.
Now there's just one thing I don't understand.
Chris, stop making fun of my Columbo impression.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is that Don Knotts or Jimmy Stewart?
Doesn't matter.
As we have discussed. Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
Episode number 61 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
My name is Cole.
My name is Chris.
And we're here to entertain your asses.
That's right.
Back to the original.
Yeah.
No point in straying. That's good. No point in touching that dial. There's jam on it.
Dude, all we do is put the TD in the RK.
Pop a top hat on that grill. We're good to go.
Well, I'm all set. I'll go with it.
I'll allow it. Hey, Chris, tell me a story.
A southwestern Pennsylvania grandma says she's no marijuana grower, just a woman who wanted something that would look pretty next to her tomatoes. Fayette County jury cleared 67-year-old Alberta Kelly of drug possession and manufacture charges after she told them she simply tossed a handful of seeds into her garden after a bearded stranger gave them to her.
Chris, I figured out my wrestling name.
Bearded Stranger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Investigators say they found 7 well-cultivated 4-foot marijuana plants behind her home. But Kelly claimed she didn't know what she was growing. She said she'd been given seeds by a stranger in a pointy hat. Who told her they were flower seeds? A bearded stranger in a pointed hat.
Fucking wizards.
It's a wizard.
These wizards are everywhere,
there's,
Chris.
There's wizards growing, making your grandma grow weed.
There's wizards taking your grandma to different dimensions. Dude. We have to stop. These wizards are a scourge, Chris. A goddamn scourge. Dude.
That wizard saw your grandmother's onset glaucoma.
Wizard made predictions. He looked into realms that are not forgivable to look upon. He is not human. He has made a pact with forces beyond.
He can see where that jacket is fashionable.
This bearded stranger, Chris.
Yes.
Not me. Am I Lucha Libre debut?
Making your grandma smoke dope.
Chris, if you're... These fucking wizards, they're everywhere. You can't escape them. Your grandma can't run fast enough. They teleport. They open veils from the corporeal plane to the ethereal plane. They just walk around like they want, Chris. Astral projection. Level 3 fireballs.
Really? What? Level 3 fireballs.
Yeah.
Too far.
Tell me, go ahead.
No, I don't have anything else to say. I tried very, very hard with this story to make the guy that's making grandma grow weed not a wizard. But, and I can't. It's a wizard.
Can we usher that into fashion? Because obviously this is a man who's on the cusp of a large movement.
He's getting there. But no, make then this is a challenge to listeners. Make a bearded man in a pointy hat, not a wizard.
And
make it somebody that you could know, not like, oh well, my Uncle Jim wears a pointy. No, no, not that. I need a real, you know, I need a real stereotype.
What if he's a white an unkept white supremacist? But then he's a grand wizard. Shit.
Yeah. Damn it.
Damn it. We can't win, Chris. We can't win for trying. No. What I was asking, you know, when we can keep this in, you know, can we get this back in fashion? You know, if there's a bearded dude walking around, handing out pot seeds, that's a dude I want to be around. And maybe he's not a wizard. He's not going to turn me into a newt. But can we get a bunch of bearded dudes to say, hey, if you're bearded, you're wearing wizard's garb now. You're walking around, you're wearing a big sleeved cloak with stars on it. You got a wand. I don't know Harry Potter. I'm more of a Lord of the Rings guy. So you have an eagle that you command. He's your familiar.
Maybe he's more earthy. Maybe he's wearing maybe moccasins made out of
he's a druid.
Venison skin.
He's a druid.
He is a druid.
Oh shit. This goes deeper than we thought.
He is an elementary school problem child druid.
Nobody ever set him on the right path. So he decided
who has an overabundance of testosterone.
He's a mountain man. Nobody set him on the right path, so he made his own straight into the woods, commanding owls and bears and owl bears. That's a D&D thing. I'll show you my monster manual.
There was a song about that.
Owl bears?
Yeah.
Was it Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, it was a cover.
An owl bear coverlet?
Yeah. An Elton John cover singer.
Chris, speaking of animals... A London man is forbidden from ever owning a pet again after he placed his vodka and coke on the floor during a party, allowing his 6-month-old Labrador puppy to drink to the point of inebriation. Dog was later spotted staggering and falling over outside of his home. The dog is safe. He lived. Not poisoned. He was rushed to the vet and he was put on a fluid drip to get the alcohol out of his system. I fell... down such a hole after I read this story, because you go onto YouTube and you type in drunk dog.
This is something that's done every day.
This is like, isn't it? It's like for forever and in perpetuity throughout the universe. People be getting their dogs wicked drunk.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. But what's funny is, like, you know, certain breeds, I noticed, they didn't act that different, but there were other ones that got all panicky. The smaller the dog was, the more noticeable it was when they were drunk. Like, they were yappy, and they were, like, you know, falling over and doing, like, rolls and stuff and running
little
in circles.
Little dogs are characters of big dogs. They have big heads, little bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Characters or caricatures?
Yeah, caricatures.
Caricatures?
Caricatures.
Caricatures.
No, caricatures.
Okay. No, but then there are the comments where, like, you should be shot.
Crepes.
You should be shot for abuse. And they probably should. That is abuse. But...
it's importunate.
It's in poor taste. No, but I love how creative they are with their sentencing over in Britain. Get your dog drunk, no pets ever again. Not even a fish, Chris.
You lost that privilege.
I love it. It's good.
You
it's
were
medieval.
Given it and you lost
it's
it. You lost it.
I like it.
God gave it to you. We took it away.
And that's in case law now. That's in common law.
Yep. That's the way it works.
Rid of certiorari.
See this white wig? See this white wig?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No more pets.
It's extra powdery.
Yep. A California Highway Patrol air operations officer was on a routine patrol above Highway 37 in Sonoma County when he said... He and his co-pilot noticed a small engine plane flying low in a reckless manner. The flight crew said they estimated the plane was flying as low as 50 feet and, and within 100 feet of traffic on Highway 37. They followed the plane to a local airport where it landed. As the two Highway Patrol pilots questioned the man about his reckless flying pattern, They said they noticed an odor of alcohol on his breath. They administered a field sobriety test right there on the tarmac, which the 62-year-old man failed.
Chris, we're burying the lead here. California's Air Patrol, they're trained in giving field sobriety tests. This is not the first time they've encountered this.
And tossing their feathered hair.
Tossing their feathered Estrada hair. Is he dead? Is Eric Estrada dead?
He might as well be. He's dead to me.
I would like to think that he died balls deep in a hooker. I really would. I don't wish he was dead, but I wish he would die that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
No, it's let a man be happy for his final moment.
I don't know why, but I'm picturing like some sort of circus theme where Eric Estrada is shot out of a cannon. Like, as his final wish is to, like, have his head be firmly embedded into a midget clown hooker.
His head? That's like some rebirthing shit.
Yep. Right there.
Chris.
Jump back in your mother.
Jump back in your tiny, tiny mother.
Yeah, that's the one. Fuck you, Eric.
Fuck you, Eric Estrada. You're dead to me after you did C-Lab 2021.
So that was flying, intoxicated. Getting pulled over, kind of.
Getting pulled down.
You could have landed anywhere.
Getting pulled back down to this bright, shiny blue earth.
It sucks, huh?
Man, I think every plane should have one of those breathalyzer starters. You blow.
I'd have gotten away with it too if it weren't for all you damn Estradas.
it's like the Clone Wars. They have a bunch of Eric Estradas flying around. Oh, the entire California Police Force, Chris. This goes deep. This goes deep and it goes to the top. Roots to leaves, Chris. Roots to leaves. The entire system, Estrada.
Talk about something else now.
Okay, I will.
No, now.
A 21-year-old Iranian man got more than he bargained for after getting a traditional tattoo on his penis. It was some kind of phrase and his girlfriend's initials. What began as pain and unusual swelling resulted in an erection that simply wouldn't go away.
It was something like, have fun on your journey or enjoy your journey. That's what the saying was.
Yeah, yeah. As you cross out a tab. Or not a tab.
No, I'm doodling.
You're doodling.
I read this one.
Okay.
I knew you'd pick it.
God damn it, Chris.
Yes.
I try not to be predictable, but they're just...
Mm. It reminded me of a joke that Dad told.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll have to tell it after.
Pretty inappropriate, like for the age that I heard it. But.
No. Experts are blaming the tattooing method, which was done by hand with a needle, also known as prison style, where the tattooist was unable to keep a consistent depth. If you have a tattoo gun, it always stays at the right depth. And it doesn't like blow out. Tattooing. I have friends who do it. It's likely that a nerve or blood vessel was breached, resulting in an abnormal blood flow to the penis. Priapism, which is that erection that lasts more than 4 hours, is a serious issue since new blood can't get to the penile tissues, which can cause gangrene and necrosis, which means you can be so hard your dick fall off.
Got a tattoo on my penis.
Yeah?
Yeah. It said, welcome to the National Nautical and Aerospace Museum.
Yeah.
And then on the other side...
Is that the joke?
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. I like that a lot. I like that.
Implying that there's enough room to write that in script.
Longhand. John Hancock. Oh! No, I like that. That's good.
Zing.
A zinger. I got a tattoo on my penis.
Zing.
Of a bigger penis.
Zing.
Got a face tattoo of me, but handsomer. Boil.
Elvis Costello.
Chris, tell me a story.
Pennsylvania plans to make the amount of food stamps that people receive contingent on the assets they possess.
Oh, no.
An unexpected move that bucks national trends and places the Commonwealth among a minority of states. Specifically, the Department of Public Welfare said that as of May 1st, 2012, people under 60 with more than $2,000 in savings and other assets would no longer be eligible for food stamps. For people over 60, the limit would be $3,250. Houses and retirement benefits would be exempt from being counted as assets. If a person owns a car, that vehicle would also be exempt. But any additional vehicle worth more than $4,650 would be considered a countable asset. So they're saying, hey, listen, you can have a house, you can have a car, even though you're not driving it to work, apparently. You can't have a PlayStation or any other savings or anything like that.
So they'll come and audit every single thing in your house?
That seems cost-effective, right?
That seems so cost-effective. Let's get as many white-collar shirts in there dedicated to screwing over the poor and count every single possession that they own.
They're calling it the tennis shoe law.
Oh, fuck. That is deplorable.
That's not what they're calling it. That's what I called it.
Okay. That is deplorable.
It's still deplorable.
It's still pretty goddamn deplorable. No, it's the American way.
Fuck. Y'all got them faux swans? No, well, I'm getting food stamps.
Okay. I'm giving you a pass because you did work in a store that sold sneakers.
Faux swans.
You worked in two stores that sold sneakers.
At one time.
At one point, long ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah, no, that's all. I mean, you know, I don't agree with it, but I mean, my political views are predictable. Fuck you, got mine. Well, you're trying to save for something?
What exactly are you giving back after you've recently had the fortune of being employed?
Taxes?
Oh really?
I don't know.
Oh, what else are you giving back?
I make a donation to the Center for the Blind.
You donate to NPR?
No, I don't. Because I don't agree with them anymore.
Why not?
What's that?
Why not?
Because they're trying to make it. They're trying to make a horse race out of an odd horse race.
So how do you get under? Like seriously, how do you get under that level of assets? So you have a house but no furniture.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea. They're making it. I mean, it's
you
it's
have a car but no system.
No, I mean it's starving the beast. It's making it so difficult. It's kind of like Florida trying to drug test people for getting food stamps or getting welfare. Turns out that only like 2% of them actually piss hot.
Bullshit.
2% piss hot.
Bullshit.
I can cite you. I can cite you articles. I can cite you studies. 2% piss hot, and it was a deal that was only made in that state because the governor owned a medical testing company. It costs more money than it saves. So it's but it's just one of those things where like, oh, let's fuck the poor, you know. I mean, let's not go too far down this.
They're
road,
not really
we're
doing anything else.
I know, right? Because they can't.
Oh, let's fuck the poor. No, really, let's go.
let's do it. They might as well give me some pleasure.
Fish and
let's
chips
watch them
good.
Dance. Fish and chips. You know, maybe a nice Chamblee. I don't know. I don't know why.
Pretty much everything like tastes good after me. Fucking the poor. Ask Mitt Romney.
Oh, God. But he loves firing people,
he
Chris.
He sure does.
God.
Especially illegals. I'm running for president. Rick Perry's like, I'll shoot him.
Oh, no. Chris, speaking of people with guns, see what I did there? Both poor people and Republicans. It's nice, right? A North Carolina man was arrested on suspicion of murder and booked into a cell. Despite the fact that he was strip searched and cavity searched, authorities later found a .38 caliber handgun with him in his cell. Chris, it is believed that he kept the gun, which is 10 inches long with a 4.5-inch barrel, so far up his ass that it was not discovered on these numerous searches. He kept it so far up his ass that he pulled it out his mouth. Chris, this is a segment that I am doing called Great Accomplishments and Butts. This man, this is an Olympian, Herculean task to secret, not secrete, such a large handgun in his cavities.
Is his name Job? Da-na-na, na-na-na-na-na.
I will make this gun disappear. Cancel. As soon as I throw up this key, I like Arrested Development. It's a funny show.
I don't know.
I
just
I watch
sense.
It at work.
What else it's would fun. You do at work? Yeah, you do.
Yep.
Do God. A lot of stuff at work, don't you?
Don't be jealous. a full-size gun up his ass. That Chris, Creedence Clearwater Revival sung a great song. It was about
CCR, please.
Okay, CCR, Creedence, if you will, if you're not into the whole brevity thing. They wrote an awesome song about believing that, you know, the future is better.
Yeah.
Okay. It was called Up Around the Bend. It's on the wrong key, but you know, like that.
Did they also write the Red Green Show?
No, Up Around the Bend. Do you know what you have to do?
No,
to...
that's Benny Hill.
But no. Up Around the Bend. It's about how the future is better. This man, he must have shoved it so far up his ass to evade the probing fingers of the police department in Florida that, like, it had to be up around. He went through the ascending colon, and, like, it was firmly, I need to draw a diagram for this, but the barrel and the handle, it was around the transverse colon. This man had it so far up there that it was almost going back down. And that is an act of heroism, in my opinion. Most people, when they were shot in the Civil War, they didn't die from the bullet wound, but they died from the infection because it moved so slowly that it didn't, like, kill the shit that was on the gun. This person, he effectively modeled the same thing. I'm going to shoot you with a shit bullet. Mr. Leahy.
An Illinois man allegedly gouged out his uncle's eyeballs in a fight. See, every time you tell me I can't do that, I do it.
Make me laugh out loud?
No, and then lead off with it. All right. An Illinois man allegedly gouged out his uncle's eyeballs in a fight over a remote control.
Okay. Was this about Judge Judy?
No. Okay. The 62-year-old victim, who was left blind in one eye.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. I really don't. Go ahead. Go on.
And requiring surgery in the other, said his nephew, 32, attacked him over the channel surfing device. The authorities said the man's eyeballs were protruding from his eye sockets, and that the victim told deputies his nephew used his thumbs in the attack.
Christ on a bike.
Both of his eyeballs were swollen, dislocated, and were protruding approximately a quarter inch from the eye sockets, police said. Over the remote control.
I told you, you can't fast forward through commercials, right? Yeah! Why do I automatically assume white trash? Because it's two grown men and one of them is a nephew?
This just reminds me of something. On Friday, yeah, it was Friday, I took Emma.
Your daughter?
The daughter, yeah. I took her to Pizza Hut. And oh, neat. She wanted to go. It was snowing. And so I take her to Pizza Hut. And they have this game at the table. There's little cards, and it's an advertising thing. Like, you should go to the store and buy this game. But they have little cards, nonetheless. And it said, it's like name three things. Like, name three things that you find in the refrigerator. Name, you know, it's for kids. Name three, you know, venereal diseases. Things like that.
The clap.
And so one of the things was, and some of them were adult. Like, there weren't things, you know, she wasn't going to do it. It was like, name like three dictators or something like that.
Pinochet,
but, so I'm skipping through things, and like I come to this one, and I'm like, oh well, you know, she's kind of mature and stuff, so I'm gonna give this a shot. And I read it, and it says, name three TV bosses, and she's like, you, Pop Pop, and Mommy. and I said, what? And she goes, well, you guys are the bosses of the TV.
You are.
Thank you for not gouging out my eyes.
So instead of saying, you know, Michael Scott, Sam Malone, and Lou, whatever his name was,
De Palma.
She was right.
She kind of. I mean,
it's like apples to apples.
It's like, yeah, it
works.
It's
more about semantics. It's about interpretation.
It worked.
Did you give her the points?
Yes.
Did you award her the points?
Yeah, we put them on the big board.
Yeah, a big whiteboard.
The big board.
They flip over they hang up the tiles like at Little League.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's neat. Yeah. Oh, good for her. Good for her. She's thinking laterally.
I thought that was pretty funny. I didn't gouge up my eyes. So.
That's a good story. She's got such tiny little thumbs. She has like no strength.
None.
It's great.
Zero.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Can I take us somewhere?
Oh, God. Wish you would.
Wish you would. Okay. I don't know of anywhere else we can go talk about just down the street.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
That sounds amazing.
It sounds really good.
Do you want to go there afterwards?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that. We ate lunch like super early today.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
What are you going to get?
I think I might do two soft tacos.
That's it?
That's it. That just sounds really good.
Huh.
Maybe three if I'm feeling saucy. No sauce, though. Chris?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Whoa.
I love it. Chris, the price is wrong, bitch.
Doesn't sound like the sign zone.
A study published in the Journal of Consumer Research asserts that... Oh boy, my iPhone died. Okay.
Oh no.
Oh no.
It's a big one.
Asserts that we're very, very bad at predicting what other people are willing to pay for our shit. Small sample size, but that doesn't necessarily invalidate the data. 57 undergrads were given a teddy bear, a music CD, and a pound of Jelly Bellies, and were asked what they were willing to pay for those items. Later on, they were asked what they thought others would pay for those items. Consistently, they overestimated what others were willing to pay by 40%. Students were better at guessing what something was worth in terms of manual labor, such as, quote, how many pencils they would sharpen to get that item. I would sharpen like 17 pencils for that pound of Jelly Bellies. That is a lot of Jelly Bellies, Chris.
A pound?
A pound?
A pound of Jelly Bellies is like, what, $9.99?
Maybe, I don't know.
It's probably 10 bucks.
Man, like 14, really.
Really, you think so?
Math
maybe
joke.
10 plus like 7 pencils.
No, it depends on how many of them are roasted marshmallow and how many of them are buttered popcorn, because those are awful.
Yeah, that would do
you
that.
Can't tell the difference. Yeah. Take them both out.
Peanut butter avocado.
God.
Souffle.
Guacamole flavor. Jelly bellies.
Ha. Ha.
Oh, you mix it with a nacho cheese flavor jelly bellies and you're good. No, we're bad at figuring out what people are willing to pay for our shit.
Oh no.
So if you're listing that couch on Craigslist, cut it. Just like cut it by 1.4, you know? You're fine.
Cut it?
Cut it.
What do you mean cut it?
Cut that butt.
No.
No, drop it by 40%.
Then that's where it's going
to
be.
Yeah, that's what people are legitimately willing to pay.
You know what price is, right?
What price is? It's the agreed upon construct that we.
It's what someone's willing to pay.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
You want to make it sound more complicated? Go ahead.
No, you're right. That's perfectly
neat.
I went to college. I didn't learn that.
Yeah,
that's street education.
That's the streets.
are you in the science zone too, Chris?
Streets.
The street.
The street. The S sound. Eat. Street.
Seat.
A study has found that it is possible to die of a broken heart. The risk of a heart attack is 21 times higher the day after the loss of a loved one, say researchers who interviewed 2,000 subjects over 5 years. During the week after the death, the risk is 6 times greater than usual, and it stays higher than normal throughout the month. One researcher says if a bereaved person is having symptoms like chest pain, they shouldn't simply say, oh, I'm dealing with the stress right now, and ignore it.
When they say loss of a loved one, are they talking about like death or like I'm leaving?
I think
death. I'm taking all your shit.
Death.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are the odds of you shared a diet and she also died by a heart attack?
You made this way too complicated. I'd like to explore this somebody leaving and taking all of your shit.
No, because the idea of like a broken heart.
I could just die.
No, I was just like
that bitch took my couch. I could die.
She not only took the imagined future that I had with her, you know, all of the potential, you know, happy good times that were going to happen.
All of those plans she made for me. and then canceled.
Yeah, as she
like
as
an
she
outdoor
took
children's birthday party in the rain.
As we rush the cake inside so it doesn't get runny.
Yeah, that's the one.
Not gonna happen. Nope. Just no. when I hear broken heart, I believe.
No, he
it.
Had to go. He was an outdoor clown.
And that's the episode title. I believe you when you say it's a broken heart when your loved one dies. That's an awful tragedy that unfortunately all of us are going to have to live through. But unless you're like me and you don't have loved ones, fuck everybody. No, but I mean that's a real and believable thing. It's just, you know, it's too much to take a lot of the times contemplating mortality. Yeah. But like, just like, oh, she up and left and she took all my shit. You know, as I mean, it's a young person's concern versus like, you know, an old person's about Schmidt, Kathy Bates, nude in the hot tub concern, you know?
Yeah, it kind of is. I thought about how I would post your death on Facebook. Actually, just now I did.
Okay,
I
share did. It.
It's going to be semicolon, asterisk, ampersand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? Why? Because people would know if I didn't correct you that it would be that, like, oh, he must be gone.
No, it was more like a tear under a wink.
Well, why the ampersand then?
I don't know.
A keyboard is a foreign object to me.
That was
Chris.
For your idiosyncrasy.
Damn it.
Yeah.
No, I like it. I like the trailing and. Like, he was a good man. He made many good things in his life and
It was cut short.
Exactly. No, I like that. It's
but
good.
But you so. Hate dot 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 dot.
Oh,
you
ellipses. Don't like that. No.
You don't like
say
that.
Say what you were gonna fucking say. Don't do that. don't do a dot dot dot.
It implies leaving something out, not delaying to your next thought.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. It's, you know, dot 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 dot, important information that was glossed over, and then here we are at a new thing. Yeah. Loved one died, Cole's dead, everything that you know and love is gone.
Yeah.
Good night.
What are you going to do?
Not a lot. I mean, I'm gone, unless you want to do some kind of Herbert West Reanimator thing.
Huh.
Yeah, I watched Shaun of the Dead.
What did you
night.
Expect me to
good.
Do with a pony mallet?
Wrap in my coat, hit it with a hammer. Chris, in 2009, a man filed suit against the Pepsi Corporation, claiming that his can of Mountain Dew contained a mouse carcass with the fur and the bones and the skin and the pudding pops. Over the course of the recent trial, a Pepsi-hired scientist issued a statement saying that it would be impossible for this to happen, since the Mountain Dew would dissolve the carcass into a jelly-like substance.
I knew you were going to do this one.
Comforting.
I knew you were
comforting gonna... stuff. Well, as I belch from the cola I'm drinking. No. No, because it's an element of self-loathing. I wish that I drank less carbonated beverages. However, I'm also horrified that there might be mice in there. No, because grandma, our grandma, she never drinks out of a can because she's afraid that there might be something in there, because she heard a story, a very similar story, about a toad that was dissolved and goopy and in a can of Pepsi, and somebody drank it. And so, like, you figure, okay, you pour it out and you can see if there's any floaties in there, right?
She has a hole in her bottom lip.
Does she?
That's why she doesn't drink out of cans. That story's made up, the one you just said.
Really?
Yeah. She has a hole in her bottom lip.
I don't understand. Is it like a...
There's like a hole in her bottom lip.
I've never seen it. I don't...
It doesn't exist. But
well, she can't achieve the necessary
she
suction.
She can't drink out of cans.
Okay.
That's the never... point.
She can't drink out of cans. That's funny. No, no. The
state... is it? Really?
I laughed.
I was like, oh,
usually
really?
I never noticed.
Wow, that's funny. You never say that.
Making summary
statements.
You never
statements. Say summary
I never
statements.
Say that's funny. I just laugh and then move no. on. No, the statement was made in order to seek a summary judgment and get their case thrown out. But it didn't work. Pepsi then fired the attorney who hired the scientist. Now, there's some measure of comfort. You don't have to worry about ingesting a jellified mouse. In response to the media outcry, a Canadian scientist has come out publicly saying that the body wouldn't dissolve in the acids that Pepsi uses under normal conditions. Instead, it would just decompose.
Neat.
So it just rot. Hey, you're good. You're good. You're just going to get some bones in there. The bones are the problematic part in most aspects of life, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just can't get rid of them. They're just always there.
Everybody hates to get that.
You're just there. It's like you get rid of the flesh, you get rid of the hair, you get rid of the skin.
Nobody says, yeah, I got boned.
Yeah, oh, boy, bones. I've got all these bones to deal with now just piling up in this corner, in the bone corner.
People do say, in it's the bone Thursday. Yard. I can't wait to get home and watch Bones.
Chris, tell me a story.
On Fox.
On Fox at 9 p.m.
Yeah,
after,
I don't know,
House.
I don't know what time
it's.
They change days.
My cable's never plugged into my TV.
They just.
I'm that kind of
person. You don't have cable? There's no.
What's that? Am I TV and the TV that I watch?
Yeah, the one.
And the TV that I
there,
watch?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's
there's no outside world plugged into that.
Nope. No. Right. I seal that off. I caulk the windows, Chris.
Do you watch news?
I read news on the internet.
Do you watch news?
No, it makes me sad.
You're not part of the 24-hour news cycle?
Oh, God, no, that's poison. That's mind poison.
Oh, God.
Why does that have to do with this story?
Well, I just can't believe you don't know that.
About 24-hour news? I know it's a thing.
What's going on in
world? I just opt not to participate into it.
Yeah. One of the things about 24-hour news is there's words that the dumb bitch on the show can't say. There's names she can't pronounce.
Yeah, I'm editing a job.
Well,
yeah.
For like the next 3 seconds, I'm going to be that dumb bitch.
Okay.
Last month, Rocklaw Fine Arts Academy student and Drizze Subban put up a small painting of a green leaf in the Polish Contemporary Art Gallery. Museum officials didn't notice the new painting for 3 days. He said later he wanted to draw public attention to young artists who are denied exhibition space in museums. He's quoted as saying, "I decided that I will not wait 30 or 40 years for my works to appear at a place like this. I want to benefit from them in the here and now."
Does he know what a museum is?
Yes.
It's a place where dead people shit is kept.
I believe he stood in one. I think he knows what it appears to be.
Because a museum is an exhibition space. A museum is where your shit is kept after you're not relevant anymore.
You know, that's what a cop told me. A grocery store is not an exhibition space. And then he slammed my head on the cruiser. So a museum is not. Grocery store is not for that.
No, it is not for that. It is not for fine art either. No, I get it. I understand reverse art theft. You just put it up and see how long it takes them to notice. That's fine. But exhibition space is different from art. It's different. Exhibition space is different from museums.
Yeah.
It's a whole different thing. His premise is flawed. Good day, sir. You get nothing.
It's weird. You know, sometimes people take, you know, there's different.
I'm not going to wait 30, 40 years till
I'm
after
not
I'm
wait
dead.
That.
No.
No.
Why would I do that?
I want to get to work right now.
I need to be famous now.
I will do hard labor.
I'm going to be the only artist to ever make money off of this.
I don't understand why you're so confused by my sign that says hand job ? I will do physical labor for you.
Why am I standing next to this
I will
this
do
sign?
Physical labor for you with
I
my
will
hands.
Do physical labor on you.
You got a hand job?
On and around you. Yeah, you have to watch. You have to be right there. I've got to be up in your stuff. Yeah, you're making magic signs with your hands right now. I understand. Mm-hmm. No, I get it.
No.
I get it. It's performance art, Chris.
Yeah.
Yep. No. I've been to exhibitions. It's cool, you know? You see, I've lived in a city that has a thriving exhibition space. You go there and you talk to people about their shit, and sometimes it's cool. Sometimes it's not. I know you're laughing at me for being a yuppie. Trust me, I've known worse yuppies than me. But museums is different. Museums is where, like, students go. Yeah, this person's wrong. Don't do that. You're just shitting it up.
I don't even know.
You're only supposed to get your shit in there when it's dead.
For some reason, I thought of an exhibition, like where there's like 365 different slots in a vending machine, and a guy is taking a dump once a day for 365 days, and it allows the people coming to view the exhibition to like press the corresponding letter and numerical code
for that day.
For that day,
yeah.
So that
there's only one,
like,
so it's
the
a race
year
to
old
get it.
Dump. Yeah, exactly. Oh, we'll drop. Into the toilet, and then the person gets to flush it with like a huge flush knob.
Oh, it's like a slot machine handle.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then they flush the load from like a year ago.
The load?
The dump.
Yeah, okay. I gotcha. It's different. You're doing weird things
to
your toilet.
No, not really. Not so much. You're like trying to push the boner down and then you ejaculate in the crack.
Chris, a shipment bound for a California Bed Bath & Beyond was waylaid at a weigh station after sensors picked up an unusual level of radiation coming from the truck. Closer inspection revealed that the tissue boxes, which were made of metal, were contaminated with low levels of cobalt-60, a radioactive isotope that gives off a level of radiation that's equivalent to a few chest x-rays per year. The boxes, which were manufactured in India, have, you know, been recalled. Which, you know, it's one of those things. These things happen. There are products from East Asia that are recalled all the time, although I think that this is massively misconstrued because these radioactive tissue boxes, Chris, they were being marketed as home remedies for excessive nose hair.
I agree.
We're both checking our email.
I'm pretty sure that most everything that you do is going to kill you.
Oh, God, yeah. No.
Like, as long as you do it for a minute, that you're a minute closer to death.
If you didn't make it yourself, you're fucking yourself. Unless you're fucking with something you made yourself.
But you know what? You made something you made for yourself
Yeah.
Out of something that somebody else made for you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. There's nothing. Yeah. So you have to be like, you have to go right to the source.
What's
the source? You have to my side of the mountain that shit. If it's not right there, you just gotta go. You gotta my side of the hatchet with it.
Don't you realize that the reason that we're here is because God needs company in the afterlife?
Oh.
He's trying to kill us.
He's making life as short as possible.
Exactly.
And we are defying his will by extending a life as much as possible.
With our free will.
He's creating traps of our own design.
Our free will is fighting God's impending death.
Oh, yeah. No, he's gone.
When you think about making a decision, you think about what's most beneficial for you.
It's utilitarian. You have to weigh the cost and benefits.
And then there's
daredevils. Yeah.
They go to hell because all they do is what? Taunt God.
All they do is taunt God. But you would think that he would like that.
You would think
he'd be like teasing you. You're teasing the clit. You got to say, hey, God, it might be there. Gonna leap over this crevasse. No problem.
What is the clit? I don't know. The one of these, both of these stories unify us.
Oh, do they? They draw us together as opposed to blowing us apart.
One of them is about
who we wish we were.
No, not who we wish. Both of them. One of them is who we're happy we are, and the other one is
Chris,
who we wish we weren't.
Chris, I conflate those two because I'm not really happy about who I am. I'm happy about who I'm not. There, but for the grace of whatever God, not who I wish I wasn't.
You don't.
So it's not. It's the difference between aspirational acceptational.
All right. Federal health officials have released their most detailed study yet of America's drinkers. Researchers found that 38 million Americans, roughly a sixth of the adult population, are binge drinkers who overindulge an average of 4.4 times a month. A binge.
A month?
A month. A binge. Come on. Don't fucking act surprised. You're bringing that number up.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, I'm carrying it off the chart. A binge was defined as five or more drinks in the space of 2 hours for men, and
Jesus
four
Christ.
Or and four or more drinks. That's drinks. You've hit the limit.
I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No. 2 hours. You've had like the equivalent of about five drinks because I've been pouring them.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Yeah. And four or more drinks for women. Wisconsin had the highest percentage of binge drinkers at 25.6%, and the heaviest sessions with an average of 9 drinks. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, fewer than a fifth of binge drinkers are alcoholics. But binging is responsible for 80,000 deaths in the United States every year.
Christ on a bike!
Making it the country's third most common cause of preventable death.
It's the noisy Holocaust.
That's... Yeah.
Holy shit!
That is third to... I don't even know. That's a bungee jumping and autoerotic asphyxiation.
That is a stark portrait, Chris. That is a stark portrait of our way of life.
You cannot go bungee jumping, but the second one I think is not
Chris,
preventable.
You can't combine those two.
You can't do
you
that.
Can't,
do
you
not
can't
get
bungee.
Do not bungee jump. No, do not successfully bungee jump and celebrate by choking yourself while jerking off and binge drinking.
Do not bungee jump with the bungee cord wrapped around your neck while you jack off and drink.
Don't
those Jaeger shots, Chris, those are going to be the last that you take.
Yep.
Those cum shots, Chris, those are going to be the last that you make.
It's going to be the last. Really? sounds like James Taylor.
We're done. We're done.
The Beatles.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Okay, so Chris, our fans, our listeners, our loyal followers, our devotees, they can
go to hell. No. Cut.
I'll play some marker there.
I can do this.
I can straighten myself out enough to do this thing. Okay? No, they can go to iTunes, they can search Those Damn Ross Kids, or you can search either of our names. They both begin with K's. It's a weird spelling, don't worry. We're cool. We get it. But you can search for Those Damn Ross Kids. You can leave us a rating or a review. You can send us a voicemail. You can call us. That's 419-528-TDRK. Not toll-free, but hey, the podcast is. Give us a couple cents off your phone bill. It's going to be huge anyway because you're texting that lady. You're texting that man.
It's huge.
Oh, it's gigantic. It's
big.
It's unsustainable, really. I mean, we wanted to have a conversation with you about that. No, but you can call us. You can give us a story. You can ask us a question. You can ask us for advice, any of that. You can go to facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids, and you can join the community. You can join the discussion. You can join the revolution. Share stories with us. We need you to watch the wires for us because we can't catch all of it. If there's something you want to hear about, we can talk about it. We just need to know about it. Talk to us. Love us. Love us. and in general,
so nice it needs to be said twice.
And in general, you can go to duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids and you can find more of the show. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can subscribe to us through RSS on any device that you see fit to subscribe to us on.
Jack, this is Chris.
And this is
recorded
Cole.
In real time.
Hey.
Not in post.
Good night.